We're a seafood restaurant. We have been for years. Well, yeah, 35 years probably. I get all the fish from Folkestone a couple of times a week from Folkestone Harbour. Live crabs, live lobsters, cook it all ourselves. We make everything on the premises. We've got a wine list of 120 wines. I was 27 when I bought this place, which is quite, I was the youngest landlord in the time then, and I think I'm probably the oldest now, at 67. It's been a changing world through drinkers and, you know, I mean, years ago it was three deep at the bar and we'd have 6 hours on and really busy. But having gone through two recessions, two divorces, and smoking ban and the pandemic, you know, it's narrowed things down. We're more just now a wine bar and restaurant. It'll be sad to go. Don't really want to, but age and health is catching up with me. And I don't want to end up having to close it because I can't cope. And then it'll fall into disrepair or whatever. You know, it wants to go on to somebody else. Well, it's still bouncing, really, you know. It's a mixture of wages going up, costs going up, commodities going up, but you can't match that with the cost of the food sort of thing. You can't keep putting a pound on here, a pound on there. So the bottom line gets narrower all the time. Customers come here because it hasn't changed in such a long time. And they sit in their favourite chair, they get the meal that's going to be exactly the same as last time. I don't know what will happen to it, really. And that worries me for my customers, because I love my customers. That's the only reason I've been staying so long, I think, because they're all my family, you know. I mean, I've spoken to a few of my more wealthy customers and put the word amongst them, and hopefully, well, I spoke to a couple on Sunday. They said, well, they're going to try and get three or four of them together and buy it between them sort of thing and keep it as it is. Yeah, I've had so many years of not being able to do anything, you know. I haven't had a proper holiday since 2015. So it'd be nice to have a bit of time off and go and do a few things, you know, before, while I still can. You know.